Sögelen är från hamle till en raste Vi allan vars det kusset artig i Sökasuen är i ramle här skilt harten Es hiç melacak hınrallemni Olaur meleyhe gomun cemanlı Skırıyrı kadiyyık çetre gırşi Şirde dur çiraftırı tamın çın sastı Es kuaşılaşanım gıbaldili Når det får man tæres gæns nyrlig med kartje Akhrene med gari gøs jæt mokhri Snirre lægæl lægæn ak træsne parke Snirre gmøj laden ak gøtunne tje O lægu bårdan røglen Svin kulin fana khisirun sin Sherde dur chiraftari bi gols ket falche Tashiler lachirim malini
McDara, of course, is the brother of La Serena, and I found out that La Serena got married in San Francisco just before Christmas. And this is Alton, and from their CD, their 25th year anniversary CD. If you want to give me a call, 613-244-0244.
Master
Alton and C.T. Na Guaman from their 25th anniversary celebration CD with the RTE Concert Orchestra. We're coming all the way back here to, in fact, over to Aylmer. And we're going to hear from Don Kavanagh. And Don has a wonderful CD. I know it's no longer available. It's a Dubliner and his harmonica. And this piece is called Slán Lima. If you want to reach me, 613-244-0244. And we should have the first hour up on the web shortly. piece of music. You are listening to the Gaelic Hour here on Shin 97.9 FM with Austin Cummerton, and this program is brought to you in part by the generous support that I receive from the Heart and Crown and also from the Monterey Inn Resort. And the friends of the Gaelic Hour, consider becoming a friend of the Gaelic Hour and support local Irish broadcasting. If you want to reach me, my email address is austin@thegaelichour.ca. The website is thegaelichour.ca, and we have archives up there, playlist, and a calendar of events and links to other Irish organisations. And of course, we want to extend to you a very, very, very happy new year from all at the Gaelic Hour. And Mary asked me if I'd play this, and this is especially for Mary. Mary, Julia Turner's coming up, and it's still haven't found what I'm looking for. And that's from her CD, Even Better Than the Real Thing.
Looking for.
And you are listening to the Gaelic Hour here on Shin 97.9 FM with Austin Cameron. We've got the website updated. The first hour's program is up there as a podcast now. You can reach it and find it under the archive section. And of course, we're starting a whole new year, so there are some new tabs up there. Next piece, Mary asked me to play it, but we're not going to play it for a moment because I do want to tell you about a few things also that are going on. And I'm hopeful, and again, this is to be confirmed, but I'm trying to get Dr. Garrett Fitzgerald for next Sunday here on the Gaelic Hour. Dr. Fitzgerald wrote a wonderful article recently in the Irish Times about the Irish economy, and we have a request out to him. We're just waiting to hear back on that. And, of course, some of the regular events that go on here in the city on Monday evenings. Cultus Cultori Éireann provide Irish language and dance classes at Blessed Sacrament at 194 4th Avenue, and they get back underway a week on Monday. So there are none this coming Monday evening. And then on Tuesdays at 11 a.m. to about 2 p.m., the Irish Society Seniors Drop-In, that's at St. Margaret Mary's at Sunnyside in Fairburn. And I don't think that's on until the 11th also. I don't think there's any get-together this week. And monthly, the events that are regular on the month, on the first and third Saturdays, the Ottawa Contra Dance, they have their music and their dance out at the Churchill Recreational Centre at Westboro. That's at 8 p.m. And on the second Thursday of the month, the Ireland Canada Chamber of Commerce, the Ottawa chapter, they have hold a business networking get together at from 5:30, and that's at the Heart and Crown on Preston Street. And I have to tell you also, on the 13th of January, the Ottawa chapter of the Ireland Canada Chamber of Commerce is pleased to present a breakfast with special guest His Excellency Dr. Raymond Bassett, the ambassador, Irish ambassador here, and also the Honourable Bob Shirelli, the Ontario Minister of Infrastructure. And they will be speaking at a breakfast that is being held at the Hunt Club Golf Club on Hunt Club Road on Thursday, January 13th. If you want tickets for that, they are $40 for members if you're a member of the chamber, or $50 for non-members. And you can get some information on that at info@icccott.org or 613-800-5299. I also noticed on February, on February 5th, the cough is at me at the moment. I was rushing this morning. On February 5th, the Ottawa Gaels have their annual banquet at St. Bridget's, and that is at Cumberland and Murray, and tickets for that are $45. And there is a Valentine's Day fundraiser coming up on February 11th, and that's for the St. Patrick's Day Parade. And we're going to move along. So, Mary asked me, would I play this also? It's Christy Hennessy. So, Mary, this is If You Were to Fall.
With you, I want to be.
Reach your community with an effective, creative and reasonably priced ad campaign on the Gaelic Hour on Chin 97.9 FM. Your message will be heard by loyal listeners to this program and show that you also support the Gaelic Hour. Call 613-800-1853 for details. That's 613-800-1853. And if you're out there at the moment, it's about 1 degree, so it's actually very pleasant. Actually, it's dropping. Temperatures are dropping, so it's now telling me it's dropped down to about zero, and it feels like about -7. And as the day goes on this afternoon, we're looking at -2. It'll feel like -7, and then this evening, -5, overnight, -7, and tomorrow morning, you're going to wake up with some scattered flurries at -9. And then as the day goes on, it'll warm up to -4. You are listening to the Gaelic Hour here on Chin 97.9 FM, and we were meant to have Sinead O'Connor in the first half of the programme this morning, and I'd pulled together some of her music to give a flavour, and we're going to listen to Sinead with the Pogues and a piece called Haunted, and then we'll follow on with the Chieftains and the Foggy Dew. 613-244-0244 if you want to give me a call.
Sunny day, somewhere in London, in the middle of nowhere. Didn't have nothing to do that day. Didn't want to do nothing anyway.
You got a way out. So cool, you could have put out Vietnam.
All the girls ask, what's he like? I see's kind of shy, but that's the kind of girl I am. He's my kind of guy.
I want to be hot about the ghost. I want to be hot about the ghost. I want to be hot about the ghost. I want to be hot about the ghost.
Precious love.
Of your precious love.
Of your precious love.
I'll build my world around you. I'll bless the day I found you.
I'll stay beside you.
Wanna be haunted by the ghost.
Sinead O'Connor and the Chieftains and the Foggy Dew, and we had been hopeful that we would have had Sinead on the first half of the programme this morning, but unfortunately I got an email when I got up this morning and it didn't happen. And I played a piece in the first half also by Eimear Barrett and Chris Kelly, and it was called Garbly Jigs, and of course Eimear And Chris, I knew Eimear when I was at school in Garbley, and he composed all these pieces. And it's from a CD called Fresh Notes. And the next piece he has called Tommy Kelly's Compliment. If you want to reach me, the number here is 613-244-0244. My email is austin@thegaelicar.ca. And if you do want to wish anyone a Happy New Year or send any greetings, don't be shy. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. 613-244-0244.
Great Big C.
You're listening to the Gaelic Hour on Chin 97.9 FM.
And just to keep you up to date on some of the events that are going on, don't forget that every Monday you can learn Irish language or some Irish dancing provided by Cultus Cultura Éireann, and that's at Blessed Sacrament. Monday evenings will resume a week. Monday week, it's not on this week. And if you're interested in supporting St. Patrick's Home Lottery, you can still buy tickets. They are $100, and there's an early bird draw, and that'll be on January 26th for $10,000, and you're helping a good cause. Also, of course, there is the monthly Cayley on the third Saturday of the month, and that's also Cultus. And as I mentioned, on the 13th, the Ireland-Canada Chamber of Commerce, they're hosting a breakfast, and that is with speakers Ambassador Dr. Ray Bassett, and also with the Minister Bob Shirelli, and that will be held at the Huntrub Golf Club on Thursday, January 13th at 7:30 a.m. It's a breakfast. Gives you time to get to work by 9. Information on that is at info@icccott.org or 613-800-5299. And I also know that the Cape Breton Caelian Dance is underway on Saturday, January 15th at 7 p.m. And that's at the RCMP headquarters mess at 1200 Vanier Parkway. Don't forget, I did mention, of course, that the Ottawa Rose of Tralee, the applications are out there. If you know of any young lady between 18 and 28, there's an opportunity for her to win a trip to Ireland to represent Ottawa in the regional finals in Portlaoise on the weekend of the 3rd of June. There are three centres in Canada, Toronto, Ottawa and Edmonton. And of the three centres, all go to Portlaoise. And two of them will get to go back to Tralee in August. For details on that, it is www.roseoftralee.ca, info@roseoftralee.ca, or 613-800-1853. One other thing I noticed here, by the way, Coltus, the Ottawa branch of Coltus Cultorearn, is eager to bring set dancing to your community. If you're interested in having a workshop in your area, please contact the Ottawa Coltus Cultorearn Public Relations Officer. That's Claire Dwyer. And you can get to Claire at ClaireDwyer@AOL.com or 613-267-7808. That's 613-267-7808. And again, that's if you're interested in having some Irish dance or music workshop among your community in your area. And speaking of that, a good, staunch, long-term member of the local branch of Coltus Cultorearn is Tom McSwiggan. And Tom brought out a CD there towards the end of the year called Special Request. And this is one of the tracks from it called Eileen O'Grady.
Now Eileen O'Grady, the sweet Irish lady, I'm longing to call her my own. I'll not be contented till she has consented to be Mistress Barney Malone. I met this fair treasure while walking for pleasure. She looked up at me and she cried, without any warning, the top of the morning, and then up to her I reply. Come, come, beautiful Eileen, come for a drive with me. Over the mountains, down by the fountain, over the high road and down by the low road, make up your mind. Don't be unkind, and we'll drive to Castlebar. To the road I'm no stranger, to you there's no danger, so hop like a bird on my old jumping car. Now Eileen said, no sir, with you I won't go sir, don't think it ungrateful of me. I'd rather go walking than have people talking, you know what the story might be. No, Eileen, my jewel, don't treat me so cruel. Don't treat me this way is a shame. Give over your blarney and say I'm your Barney, and don't keep me waiting in vain. Come, come, beautiful Eileen, come for a drive with me. Over the mountains, down by the fountain, over the high road and down by the low road, make up your mind, don't be unkind, and we'll drive to Castlebar. To the road I'm no stranger, to you there's no danger, so hop like a bird in my old jaunting car.
7.9 FM in Ottawa. Come by the hills to the land where fancy is free, and start golden sun.
And that was the Brigadoons, another local band, Come By The Hills. And I should bring you up to date with what's going on out there with the weather. And if all holds well, it's still at zero. So at least we've managed not to see any change in the last half hour or so. But it feels like minus seven. So wrap up well, put the hats on, the gloves on, but get out there and get some exercise today while it's enjoyable. It's a lovely day out there. And it's in the afternoon, it's going to drop down to about minus two. It'll feel like minus seven. And then tonight, minus five. When you get up tomorrow morning, it's going to feel like it'll be minus eight, and there'll be some scattered flurries. But I think hopefully most of us have the day off, so you can sit in front of the fire, put the feet up, have the cups of hot chocolate, and relax. And then Monday afternoon, minus 4 degrees. So we're going to have some cloudy and sunny breaks. But it's unusual this time of the year to have the snow practically all gone. I do want to send greetings on behalf of Rita Walker. Rita just gave me a call and asked me to send greetings to the executive of Cultus Cultori Éireann and wish them a happy new year. And I also just heard that Mady Kelly passed away, and I want to express my condolences to the Kelly family on that loss. Mady has certainly been a part of the Irish community for a long, long time, and I understand the arrangements will be in the paper in the next day or so. We're going to move along, and this it was a nice piece of hornpipe music with Colm Keogh and Kevin Walker, and a good one for the executive of Cultus, reminiscent of what you're going to hear if you head to a Cayley on the third Saturday of any month. You'll hear this kind of music, and you can get out and dance. We'll talk to you in a minute. Listening to the Gaelic Hour here on Chin 97.9 FM with Austin Cameron, and I ask you to forgive me this morning if we're a bit scattered. We had a few curveballs thrown at us early on in the morning. Sinead O'Connor was my planned guest for the first hour, and I found out rather late, or I should say rather early this morning, that it wasn't going to happen. And that's the joys of live radio. You then have to come up with a plan B fierce fast, and on a Sunday morning, plan B kind of can be scratching around, kind of come up with something in a fierce hurry altogether. The magazine shows are available on the web at www.thegaelichour.ca, and you can find a playlist there also. And you'll also find a calendar with some local events listed and links to other Irish organisations. If you want to reach me, my email address is austin@thegaelichour.ca. This programme is brought to you in part by the generous support that I receive from the Heart and Crown, the Monterey Inn Resort, and also the Friends of the Gaelic Hour. Consider becoming a friend of the Gaelic Hour and support local Irish broadcasting. And I also want to thank Mike on the other side of the glass, who took care of me this morning and had to cope with the chaos that was floating around here, and he did a fantastic job pulling it all together at making things happen. And I want to thank you, especially the listener, for tuning in, and wish you all a very, very happy new year, and look forward to be back with you again here next Sunday morning. So until then, slán go fóill.